Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. This is 2013, first segment of my show of 2013. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credits go to Alex Claire, Too Close. Again, good morning. I hope everyone is having an awesome day. Please be safe, stay out the weather today. You can stay in if possible. If not, if you are driving, please, again, be careful. Again, I want to say good morning. Thank you again, as always, to my supporters as I grow. Remember, this show is all about networking and motivating each other. Remember, my mission is to inspire and motivate women and men to be successful at their greatest potential. And my motto is always live your life to the fullest and always go for your dreams. I have a lot of information I want to kind of share with you today. I have some additional information that I will be giving to you. It's going to be outside the box today. But I've been getting a lot of emails that people want to start different businesses and different endeavors. So with that being said, it all starts with you, with having the idea of exploring a business and different business ideas. It's meaningful and rewarding to you. It begins with yourself. Business is not always for people that really want to start a business. Basically, you know, sometimes you have to address and identify different uniqueness of opportunities in transition. Sometimes it takes a person to identify or to get in touch with themselves, knowing your personality type, and sometimes it describes your different career choices. So it may just be if you will not open up a business, you may just need to change careers. So identify the different potential areas for your growth and development. Use the step-by-step process before you birth a business. Then once you do that, plan, prepare, and then go for it. It's just that simple. Again, I've been getting a lot of emails from individuals who want to either write a book or start a business with children. So I have a few business that I just basically got out of the Business Opportunity magazine, and it has involvement with children. And these are franchises, and they all are under $1,000. So you have Bricks for Kids, Play and Trade, Club Z Tutoring, Will Fun Rentals, the Tutoring Center, U-Turn Vending, Natural to Go, that's a healthy snack business. Prime Natural Credit. People need their credit repair, so they don't have time to go out and get their credit repair, so find out on research on how to do credit repair. That's a real good one. Caring Transition. Again, remember with Caring Transitions, you have people, elderly people who need to go to get groceries, they'll get their medication, maybe a ride to the doctor, or just possibly need some type of companionship. So Caring Transition is another one. Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Team up with your good realtor and start you a home inspection business. My current events that I have for this week is Growing Your Business Mixer. It's at Post Oak Grill at 3017 Milan. This is Attracting Your Ideal Clients, Girls Night Out Business and Networking. This 11902 Jones Road. This one is February the 2nd, 2013. Again, Grow Your Business Mixer is January the 23rd at Post Oak Grill, 3017 Milan. Again, it's Attract Your Ideal Clients. It's free. Girls Night Out, Business and Networking. It's at 11902 Jones Road. That's February the 2nd. It's also free. And I also have one that's from University of Houston Clear Lake. It's going to be at Crown Plaza, 2712 Southwest Freeway. It's Saturday, January the 19th. Again, that one is free, and it's from 9 to 1. Hopefully some of those ideas help you guys with business ventures. Got an email that I want to read. Got it from Betty. Betty wanted me to know she has taken the first step of getting certified as a personal trainer. She plans on building her clientele. And thank you, Cindy, for your ideas. That's what she says in her email. Thank you, Betty, for updating me, letting me know that I had some type of movement to help you start your business. Send me some information, and I can advertise for you as well, and I can get more information out there to our listeners. This email came from Darlene Baker. She wants to know how to either get started on writing a book or what took me, my motivation to start my book. Well, Darlene, the very first thing that I would do or what I did is get a journal or whatever you want to keep your thoughts in, write them down. Write them down in sections. Keep your thoughts chronologically where you can keep them, whatever you're going to write your book about, just keep it where you can just write down notes and segments and stuff that you have. Create an overview of your story. Weave this craft on paper. Create your outline and your setting, and give yourself a timeline. Now, what helped me and what motivated and inspired me when I did my book, I read different reading materials at least for like 4 hours a week. I read different books, different novels, different magazines, and it kind of gave me a different perspective on helping me build my characters and help the expansion of my vocabulary for the book writing business. So remember, I wrote 2 children's books, but the novel I'm writing, that made me read more different novels so I can kind of endeavor in, like, different metaphors, just different things like that. So you want to kind of incorporate that stuff in your book. But, again, give yourself a timeline. So thank you, Darlene, for that information. I hope that helped a little bit. Kind of want to thank my sponsors, as I always do. I have Picture It Photography. He's at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. I have Empowered Church at 9036 Humble Westfield Road. Their website is www.empoweredchurch.org. Currently, he's in transition looking for a new location, but right now he's still there. Again, that's Empowered Church at 9036 Humble Westfield Road. The pastor there is Julian Robinson. I got to love my pastor. I love him. I love him. Houston Power Football. They're at www.houstonpowerfootball@gmail.com or visit their website. The last tryout is tomorrow. Well, I'm sorry, Saturday, this coming Saturday at Law Park. Again, check the website for additional information. That's Houston Power Football. They're really looking for some good women who really want to play football. I have J&S Power Washing Services. He will come to your home, come to your business, wherever there's needed, and he will pressure wash your car. He will pressure wash your home, your driveway, whatever is necessary. Also, guys, I'm encouraging you to please, please, please advertise with me. Email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. So if you want to build your business, you need more clientele, you want people to know your business exists, advertise with me here at Open Talk 2 on the Internet Blog Talk Show. Again, my support is growing, so I'm getting more information out there to people. I'm also going to start a newsletter. So, again, advertise with me. I'll put your company logo on the website. Get your company out there. Get you more business. So email me for more information at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Follow me at Twitter, opentalk2 at Twitter, opentalk2. Like me here at Facebook. Again, just in case you haven't forgot, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Going to take a quick break, and I will be back in a couple of minutes.
celebrity gossip guys Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are having a baby. Wow, that's all I have to say is, wow, is she still married or has she got a divorce? Oh, well, anyway, our Real House of Atlanta, Phaedra Parks, and Apollo are expecting their second child. You know, and it's also rumored that they were heading to divorce court, and I hope not because they're such a cute couple, and they really keep it real on the show. As I tell you, I love watching that show. I sit back, have my little bottle of wine, watch them, and it's just I just indulge myself in them. So, again, congrats to them. Jessica Simpson is expecting her second child. You know, it's just something in the air with these baby bumps and pregnancies. But, again, congrats to these happy couples. Hope they have happy, healthy, safe pregnancies. Criminal Minds star Thomas Gibson. Everybody loves Hodge. Rumored that he was taken into custody over the weekend for possible DUI. His bail was set at $15,000. Now, what was he thinking? But no matter what, everybody loves Hodge. I love Hodge. He plays his character. I love him. I love him. Frank Ocean. He was busted for pot. A lot of you don't remember Frank Ocean. He's the guy that sings Thinking About You, and I think he also came out the closet, but no matter, whatever. In Mono County, California, New Year's Eve, allegedly he was cited for possession of pot during a suspended driver's license. Frank, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Photography. The guy that was killed, that was chased, he thought he was chasing Justin Bieber, and it wasn't even Justin Bieber. That's crazy. My heart goes out to him and his family. I know that was a tragic thing, but again, paparazzi, you have to be careful what you're doing. Rihanna and Chris Brown. They were at the Lakers game, TMZ reported. They looked so cute together. I don't care what anybody say. I really think they are such a cute couple. And rumor is that he is finally done with his probation. Good job, Chris. Good job. American Idol, 12th season, premieres January the 16th. The judges are returning back. It's Randy Jackson, My Girl, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, and Mariah Carey. Heard Mariah Carey had to beef up her security. Why, I don't know, but again, these are the judges that are returning back. Congrats, American Idol. I'm not an American Idol fan, but 12th season must be good. And do you guys kind of get into reality shows? T-Boz, y'all remember her from TLC, her show debuted last Sunday. And they did their 20th year anniversary, and she's still doing her thing. Remember, T-Boz had a brain tumor, and then she went through a divorce with Mac 10. That was a guy from, I think him and Ice Cube and somebody else. I can't think of the other guy. They had a West Side Connection. But anyway, she's doing her thing. She looks good. I hope she gets back out there. I miss her song. Oh, my God. And Chili was on the show, and she looked like time just stood back with her. She still looks good. She looks the same. She looks like she hadn't aged a bit. She looks real good. So good luck, TLC. Hope y'all get y'all stuff back in action. Can't wait to see this 20th year anniversary video. Then another show that's coming out is called The Real Husbands of Hollywood. Now, this one is supposed to debut in a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken. You have Kevin Hart, which I love Kevin Hart. He's a great comedian. Bordis Cardot. You got Nick Cannon, J.B. Smooth, Robin Thicke, and Dwayne Martin. That's going to be on Bravo. So it's supposed to be a lot of screaming, cussing, and fighting. Of course, you have men that's competing with each other, you know. But, again, I love Kevin Hart. So, again, this is my celebrity dirt, a little gossip, a little update. Kind of want to switch everything around for you guys this time. And thank you, my listeners, as always. Thank you for listening, supporting me. This is all I have for you today. I'll be back January the 16th. Remember to stay focused, be blessed, never give up on your dreams. Again, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this segment. I hope you enjoyed it. Please, again, follow me at Twitter, OpenTalk2, Facebook, email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com. Thank you, and have an awesome day.